Welcome to Cyber Talk, where we talk about the life and how it is to be a cyber backer working from home. Cyber Talk is powered by CyberBacker, the leading provider of world-class admin support services from anywhere in the world to anyone in the world. Please visit our website, www.cyberbackercareers.com, for more details. It's a great day here at CyberBacker. My name is Jello. We're back with another episode of Cyber Talk, and we have a very special guest, one of our awesome CyberBackers. Chris, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Everything feels fine for me today. How about you?
All right, good to know. I'm doing wonderful, actually. A little bit cold where we are, but everything's all good aside from that. Really appreciate your time being here. We're excited, of course, to get to know more about you and your experience with CyberBacker. But before we head on to that, how long have you been with CyberBacker, Chris?
I've been with CyberBacker for, I think, almost 5 months.
All right. So not really new, but still new, right? 5 months in with CyberBacker. Now, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what led you to join CyberBacker?
All right. By the way, I'm Chris. By profession, I am a licensed teacher. Wow. I worked as a school teacher for 3 years. Then after that, a lot of people encouraged me to why not work online? From the advantages that you can get. So I tried to find a good company which gives good work and at the same time, work to people. So I searched it online and I saw an ad in TikTok about TikTok, CyberBacker. Yes, about CyberBacker, and I saw their core values, and I really appreciate but just looking at it. So I tried applying here, and then by God's grace, I got hired by CyberBacker. It was a very challenging journey for me, but at the same time, fun. That's it.
You know, challenging but fun. I love that combination. Yes. Right there. And of course, shout out to our social media team, right? They're just for spreading the word. But CyberBacker, I'm not really good when it comes to that. Those TikTok videos, just watch them, but not really aware of how that works. But so shout outs to them, of course. Now, 5 months into your journey with CyberBacker, then talk to me more about the culture, because you've been working as a teacher for the past 3 years now. This is your first time then working virtually, correct? So
yes.
Must be something new for you to experience. So how's the experience going so far?
Actually, in terms of culture, I'm really shocked how this virtual or like virtual work like this here in CyberBacker, because before as a teacher, I worked like during daytime, unlike here. But as I look back and I realize that CyberBacker really has this opportunity that give to people. So I really appreciate it. And at the same time, here in CyberBacker, I can really see that they value people.
Yes,
that's it.
Absolutely.
Because as I observed, every Friday we have this meeting, and I really appreciate Craig. Sometimes he talks to people who are working here with CyberBacker, and it's like just a friend, which is also a friend talking, a good friend. Yeah.
That's a good thing. I don't think there are a lot of companies that could brag out there that your CEO is just a DM away or message away or a quick conversation away, right? I think it's one of the bragging rights here in CyberBacker. Now, 5 months, again, just a short amount of time. Can you share with me maybe any early success stories or any achievements that you've gotten ever since you started with this that you're very proud of, Chris?
Okay. So I just want to say that I had my 100 days onboarding last December too, which was I'm so proud of myself because of that. I did not realize that I've come so far in this journey, though it's just 100 days, but before, I just imagined having this type of work, right? So at first, there were a lot of difficulties because this type of or this industry is new to me. Mm-hmm. But with the help of several people, with my head backer, guiding me all throughout the journey. So yes.
Oh, good to know. That's I'm just happy to hear that you're having a great experience with CyberBacker so far. Now, what I'm curious about is, of course, you went from a school setup, meaning a classroom setup. You talk to a lot of people there, being with people all the time. Now you're working virtually here in Cyberbacker, different working environment. So what's the most exciting part about that? Or what's the difference that so far? How'd you adapt?
Actually, the most exciting part of it is that I still talk to people here, especially with my client. we talked every day, actually, with all the work and stuff that we're going to do all throughout the day. And at the same time, here in Cyberbacker as well, I can really see that there has this cooperation or camaraderie between or among all other people. If someone needs help, then they will really extend their hand just to give help. So there are several people that will help you. You can just DM them or chat them out right away, and then they will give you their feedback and they will really help you.
Gosh, again, because one of our core values here in Cyberbacker is relationship. Again, whenever a Cyberbacker needs help, there's always another Cyberbacker willing to help, of course. Now, how about challenges? Of course, in any new experience or in any type of role, may it be virtual or not, there could be challenges, obstacles, of course, towards your growth. So what have been these challenges that you've had? Or have there been any, I mean?
Yes, of course. At first, one of my challenges is to switch my routine as before, since I work during daytime.
Morning,
right now. Yeah. Right now we work at night, but right now I was able to adapt and adjust from it. Aside from that, the tasks that are new to me before,
you're familiar with them.
As a teacher, I'm into paperworks like that. So when I got here in Cyberbacker, it's just like a 360 degree shift where you need to work using your computer, using internet. Yes, and digital. And mostly my work right now is handling social media of my clients. So it's more on like creating content. So you need to be creative, more creative than before as a teacher. So aside from that as well, I also need to be keen to details. Like I need to really double all those characteristics. So those are my the difficulties that I encountered, but still I'm still adjusting to it and at the same time improving out of those difficulties.
Love to hear that attitude right there. Not stopping, of course. Those are just opportunities for growth, right? Those challenges are opportunities for growth.
And so I would also like to commend my client because she is really she's really outspoken. She gives feedback all the time. If she doesn't like it, then I'll change it like that. So there is
feedback
really a good relationship. Yes, feedback, though it is positive or negative, but you have to take it.
Of course, because it's for your own good and for your growth as well, and for the partnership that you create with your client as well. Now, how about pieces of advice? Again, you already mentioned a few things that you had gotten used to during the beginning of your stay with Cyberbacker. So any pieces of advice for new Cyberbackers that are just starting their journey with us?
Okay. So one of the advice that I can give is that, as what I've mentioned earlier, that challenges and difficulties are just normal, especially if you are new to this industry. And we just accept the fact that if you are new, then let's be an open box that open to new ideas as well, open to challenges and open to changes. Since we are just people, we can learn, we adapt from it. So it will take time, of course, but eventually as time passes by, you cannot just realize that, oh, I already know how to do this. I already did it successfully. So just one step at a time and take your time as a Cyberbacker, of course. Don't just give up by just a simple challenges. Yeah.
Because I think in life too, not just being with Cyberbacker, if you just give up right away, then you're not really going to grow. You're just going to be running away from problems, difficulties, opportunities, right? So just keep on going, take that first step, and you never know what's going to happen, right?
Yes.
Take that first step all the time. Now, also, of course, new with Cyberbacker, there have been people that have helped you all throughout your stay with us. So for sure, they're excited about your success. So before we go, would you want to give them a quick shout out on the show?
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to my head backer, Alona, which is really a big help for me from start to finish, that she is really patient every time I ask her. And then at the same time, if there are some challenges or we encounter challenges, she's really there right away, helping me and setting up meetings or even talking with me just using my messenger. Yeah. I can just ask her and talk to her in any mode of
communication.
Communication, yes. Gosh. I really appreciate her so much.
Now, we are very, very excited to seeing your continued success with Cyberbacker, of course. And to everyone who's listening, if you'd like to learn more about how to become a Cyberbacker, don't forget to visit our website at www.cyberbackercareers.com. And of course, Chris, thank you again for giving us your time here today. I had fun talking to you. Thank you to all the listeners of Cyber Talk. If you enjoyed our podcast, don't forget to watch out for our upcoming episodes. We're going to dish them out weekly. Do visit our official website,
www.cyberbackercareers.com.
Don't forget to like Cyberbacker on Facebook and Instagram. Once again, this is your host, the one, the only. My name is Jello. Always remember, make life bigger with Cyberbacker. Till next time.